like to read in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Something that has come home to my heart very strongly in connection with the theme of our meetings, eternal life. And we have had it very clearly that eternal life is to know the only true God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Incredible, wonderful privilege that belongs to us in the Lord Jesus. But this is the practical reflection that comes home to my own heart. Paul's talking to Timothy, a young man, and notice what he says in verse, we'll read from verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Here's the expression I want to focus on. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now a little later on in this chapter, verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they may do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Here it is again. That they may lay hold on eternal life. What does it mean to lay hold on eternal life? Didn't Timothy have eternal life? Why does Paul say in verse 12, lay hold on eternal life? Why does he charge those that are rich in this world? And you might say, who are those that are rich in this world? You know, we always tend to look another direction than ourselves and say it must be those that have a lot of wealth. I remember it came up in a reading meeting one time, and the question was, who are the rich in this world? The reference was given back to verse 8, where it says, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. And the explanation was simply given, if you have more than food and raiment, then will you qualify to be the rich of this world. And I think it pretty much includes everyone of us that are present, brethren. What does it mean to lay hold on eternal life? Don't we have eternal life? The way it's come home to my own soul, brethren, is yes. The gift of God is eternal life. And so if you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you have that gift. But in our culture, it does seem that we are so occupied with material things that oftentimes that dominates our life. And we need to have this admonition, lay hold of eternal life. You have it. Live it. It comes home so strong to my own soul, brethren, to live that eternal life we have been given. And I'd like to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 to a portion. I've spoken on this before, but I must say, I do believe this kind of gives us what that means to lay hold on eternal life. Chapter 4 and verse, we'll read from verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. What's the treasure? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What a treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Our bodies are earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Isn't that wonderful? And the illustration has often been given in this verse to Gideon and his men as they met the Midianites. Remember, when Gideon blew the trumpet, 32,000 men followed him. The Lord says, I can't give the victory to Israel. They'll say that it's because of their own power that they have gained the victory. Can't do it. Tell all those that are afraid to go home. And so he did, and 22,000 went home. That's reducing your army quite a bit. But there were still 10,000 left.